Hi, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Well, what I wanted to ask you is, first of all, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about the title of your new book and, you know, what inspired you to write it, because obviously you have a compelling story and obviously a very personal story, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I really wanted to write about this, first of all, just to tell the story, but second of all, as something that I'm really hoping will provide some information, some support, and some hope to other parents.
All right, let's talk about what happened, because sometimes people hear about vaccines and reactions, and I'm sure there's some confusion about what happens, and maybe talk about that, and also let's talk about what happened specifically in your case.
Sure. You know, the way I like to talk about, I want to start by saying I am very pro-vaccine. And so what I'm going to talk about are just things that are factual. What happened in our situation was it was my second child, and he was born healthy and typical. And like all babies, went in for his well baby checkups, and at 4 months had a lot of vaccines. And the night of that, he had a severe reaction, got very sick, 106 fever, was unconscious when we found him. We took him into the hospital, and he went into a 2-hour grand mal seizure. And the doctor at the time pulled me aside and said he's had a very severe reaction to the pertussis vaccine and has developed a brain infection, which is one of the CDC's noted side effects of the pertussis vaccine. And what started that night was a whole journey of unfolding difficulties that he had as a result of that brain injury. The piece that's not controversial is that the CDC has a vaccine injury compensation program set up. And you can go on the CDC website and see this. And if your child has a vaccine reaction and it's on the table of known side effects, you file a claim in this court. You're not suing anyone. You're saying that my child had a reaction. And it's adjudicated by people in D.C. at a brick-and-mortar court. And they will take care of your children if it's shown that they were affected by their vaccine, and we did win our case.
All right, I think that's an emphasis. You did win the case. I know some people might hear this and say, Sarah, a lot of people make claims about this sort of thing, but this is more than that. As I said, to kind of repeat, you did win the case. So we're kind of beyond what this may have been, right? I mean, this pretty well proves.
It does, and what I'll tell you, it's not as if we just said, oh, I think my child had a reaction and then won our case. It is an extremely meticulous and thorough process. We filed all of the medical records, his neurologist, neuropsychologist, the hospitalist, the seizure specialist, everybody wrote letters in support of this. And then the government's lawyers and doctors and therapists evaluate everything and even came to the house to evaluate my son. And in the end, it was agreed he had been damaged by the vaccine. This is a known side effect. And so, no, in our case, this is not a controversial statement. The government has acknowledged and paid millions of dollars for his care, money that doesn't come to parents, of course. But it's very expensive, as any parent of a child with disability knows, to raise them and provide therapy and care for them.
All right, let's talk about, what drove you to write the book, and most importantly, what it is you would like for people to take from this. I know that there's certainly a purpose in telling the story.
I was driven to write the book just because I'm a writer and I really wanted to tell the story, but I think more importantly than that is, as heartbreaking and difficult as this is, the key thing I've learned through this experience and the grace in this experience is that it connects us to other people. We need to reach out to other parents, to other people who've gone through similar things in raising a child with disabilities. And my biggest wish for the book is that it provides hope and support to other caregivers out there so they can read it, and it's like talking to a really good friend who will tell the reality of what it's like raising a child like this.
I also think it's also terrific just to talk about, your background. So you've got a PhD, neuropsychology. I mean, in addition to being able to talk about this from the parent's perspective, I mean, you've got a background also that certainly seems, you know, conducive, you know, to talking about this. And so I'm sure that there's a lot you can share with people, and particularly, I mean, you call the book A Bad Reaction, and for a lot of people, I'm sure you just want to let it know that there is that risk.
I think that is the key story, and again, I will stick to things that aren't controversial, which is go to the CDC's own website where they itemize side effects that can happen from vaccines. They're very rare, but you will see all of them. You'll see information on the vaccine court, and they do call it a bad reaction, and that's the name of the book. So I'm hoping that this will help people to get some information. I also talk in the book about the science. I did an extensive study of that myself going through this and happened to be working in the neurology department of a med school at the time as I did my studies. And so try to talk about the science in a way that's really accessible for people.
All right, much appreciated, Sandra. People would like to, you know, get a copy of the book. Let's talk about how they can do that and get more information, certainly, about your journey.
Yeah, the book can be purchased certainly through Amazon.com or through the website, abadreaction.com. I also would love to hear from anybody who is raising a child, whether it's vaccine-related or not, with disabilities or autism, and we have a Facebook page where we have a nice community that's grown there that supports each other and talks about these issues.
Okay, fantastic. So I much appreciate, you know, getting to talk with you about this. We certainly, you know, wish you the best, and, you know, I think people will certainly enjoy the book.
Thank you so much for having me.